So, I've been thinking recently that it's really, really hard to, like, test a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can play a guitar for multiple hours in my office.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I bring it onto a stage and really play, like, an actual song...
It's, like, way different.
It's like, all of a sudden, the guitar goes out of tune every 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's different about what's right. happening?
It never happened at home.
It never happened at home. Or is it just that I'm not noticing it? Or I don't care? Or I'm playing different things?
You would notice that if you were tuning all the time?
Yeah. What's happening?
Is it like, it's in battle? Like, when it's on stage, it's like, this is like...
It's almost like the guitar itself is getting nervous.
Huh. It's sweating.
You feel like the sound change? You feel like the tuning stability?
Yeah, I feel like that's... I guess I'm specifically talking about tuning stability. I feel like I can play guitar for a long time in, like, a casual setting.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I play it on a stage,
mm-hmm.
it's like... A lot of time, if the guitar is, like, questionable quality, I feel like it's, I don't know, this has happened to me multiple times where it's like, this guitar seemed fine in the store and at home.
Right.
And I put it onto a stage and all of a sudden it goes out of tune every 5 seconds.
I would add to this, I would keep this, but also add to this conversation about sound. Like, I'll play for an hour on a guitar and be like, dude, I freaking love this thing.
Right.
And then I'll get it on stage and it's like, I know, like, the same thing happens. Like, it...
This is mm-hmm. uninspiring.
So Desi, gets those guitars from PRS sometimes. And they sent him a 594, which is, like, one of their top shelf, Les Paul-ish sounding things, but it's a double cut.
Okay.
But it's got two-piece bridge.
Humbuckers.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I think he had... I forget what humbuckers he had in there, but he swore they sounded so good... Could never really get it to quite work well live.
Mm-hmm.
Swapped him out for some 5708s because he swore my PRS sounded better. Still ran into some trouble. And then he started telling me, I think humbuckers just don't work that well for worship. Then he switched him out for Seymour Duncan Seth Lovers. Mm-hmm. Or no, 59s.
Mm-hmm.
Just Seymour Duncan 59s. Right? Nothing too special.
Right.
And he says they're like 100 times better. He says now when he plays it live, he can hear himself. That's but, weird. You know, one-on-one, he preferred really my PRS humbuckers, 5708s. Then he liked his, which I think were 5910s. But the ones that ended up working for him live were the cheapest.
Mm.
And they're kind of, and you know, the 59s are like Seymour Duncan's, that's like just their... PAF model.
Run of the mill. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
That's actually... Side note, that's what's in my Les Paul. It's Seymour Duncan 59.
What Les Paul?
My Les Paul Studio.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you still have that.
Oh, yeah.
I never see it.
Do you, like, take it out? Like, when you got that Triple Crown, I bet you played that thing.
No.
Really?
No, now that I have the Chapman, I don't really... Plus, the Les Paul needs... Oh, man. It needs a lot of fret work. Mm-hmm. The 10th fret is, like, messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Real bad. You can't bend it. It like...
What's the point then?
You know, it like buzzes out on the 10th fret. So you can't play an E chord.
Like, hey guys,
also, what's the point?
Hey guys, do you mind if we not play the song in E? I have some trouble.
It needs new frets. That was the guitar that I toured with though. So it has a lot of character to it.
You brought it to the ringer.
Yeah, it got played quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now it sits in a closet.
They're like, John, why are you skipping the third note on the guitar line?
Right.
I'm actually not. It just doesn't put out a note.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I played it.
Can you play the E power, like the, you know, the E power chord? It's like, no, I'll play it down here. Thanks. But I'm playing down there. It's like, yeah.
Hey, guys,
we should go up.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're going to play some key of E. Actually...
Hold on, let me switch guitars.
E flat, F, whatever you want to do, but just... Stay away from me.
Maybe I should tune the whole guitar down a step.
Yeah.
And then play everything in F sharp. And
then you can't play anything in D.
That's a very interesting concept, though, what you're saying about, like...
Testing a guitar.
Where guitars shine the most.
Yeah.
You know, like, because you want to enjoy it at home. That's important. Like, I'm imagining a situation where that could be reversed. like, this guitar is hard to play. It's kind of like, I don't get along with it, but like on stage, man, you should hear this thing.
Right.
You know, then it's kind of like, okay, like, that's a good guitar to own.
I feel like that's performing. I feel like that's a telly. I've never really played with any telly and be like, I can't hear myself.
Right.
But you don't like love sitting live by yourself and playing them.
No, because it doesn't have a trem and it's not P90s. But actually, my blue, I mean, this is, I'm biased because like I'm, even though I have all this.
It doesn't have a trem or P90s, that's your.
Now we know what the ASW likes.
What the heck?
Actually, we should count how many guitars are in this room what's with funny, P90s.
I'm holding an Eastman right now with
P90s.
And a trem. And you don't like it.
Well, I don't like that. No, I don't dislike that guitar. It's just fine. There's nothing too special. I'm not going to own that guitar because I have those two guitars. You know what I mean?
Like, does the other casino looking one have a trem on it?
It has a Bixby, just like that.
Can you articulate
literally the same guitar?
Why those are special and this one is lackluster? Can you articulate that?
So the casino Eastman, and then at some point we should talk about what I advertised on the last podcast what this episode would be about because I wanted to ask you guys a question, but this is better for now. The Eastman here, I'm just gonna grab it. I won't worry about people not hearing it. I'll just compress the hell out of the audio. So, this is like a casino. This is the Eastman T64.
Is it fully hollow?
Yeah, it's fully hollow. And if you look at the neck joint, see how he has less frets on the body than this one does? This guitar meets here at...
the 14th.
The 16th fret. They say... 17, I think, but it's the 16th. I mean, look, you got a heel up here at the 14th.
Yeah.
You know, so if you come up here, you got this heel in your hand.
When you're shredding.
Yeah, when you're on this fully hollow casino thing. So this is like a Gibson ES 330 or a casino. It's fully hollow. It's got P90s.
Dog ear P90s.
Yeah, you borrowed this thing, Suze, for a session, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you like it, right?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great guitar.
So what's different about that one, then?
It's out of tune, but... so then that one is just like a 335. That one's more like that T59 Eastman, that red one that I got on the wall.
Because that has like humbucker-sized P90s.
Yeah, so this is just basically that guitar... Mm-hmm. But it, in a different finish, with a Bixby, a different finish, and they put humbucker size P90s in that guitar.
Who makes these?
Probably Seymour.
Those are Duncan. Those are Duncan Fat Cats.
And the casino thing has.
These are Lawlers. Lawler P90s.
Well, there's your.
And I don't think that guitar sounds bad. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds good. But, you know, guitars just are different. I mean, this is a guitar that looks good in videos, that has a different sound. It's bringing something unique. This T64, this casino-style Eastman, is bringing something unique, I think. Whereas that one, I just don't feel like it covers new ground, really.
So well, it's been a while. It's hard for you to get guitars in here that cover new ground.
That's true. That's true.
You have pretty much all the bases covered. You've got Les Pauls, you've got SGs, you've got Strats, you've got Super Strats, Tellies. You've got Tellies, you've that, got, you know.
That Guild. That Guild is no slouch.
No, the Guild is great. I look at Guilds all the time because of that one. Hmm.
I know. Those are
but
great
I don't
vibes.
Know what they're modern. I don't know how they're modern. How
I don't know about the modern stuff, but those vintage ones are great buys.
Yeah.
They really are. So,
if only the neck was at... The
so
there's,
later
there's
ones,
terrible neck access on this.
So in like 68 or 69, they switched to this style.
Yeah.
But and that one's not fully hollow. That's a cool guitar for sure.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Guitars are you got to get them and try them out. Like that red one. I'm not sure I'd play that live, but probably I will one day. I'll just play it one day on a Sunday.
I think I'm gonna play it this weekend.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be the first one to play it live.
So good.
And, you know, I'm just going to play either my blue JM Pro or my gold one. Now, here's the decision I made. I'm going for Thornbuckers. We're saying goodbye to the SSVs in the gold JM.
Oh, this is going to swap them out.
I'm just going to swap them out.
Huh.
And I want to put a little coil tap thing in there. Like maybe I do a little push-pull thing.
I miss the
SSVs.
I do. They're great. I think I kept them because we had done that church record with that guitar. Mm-hmm. And then I had the exact presets from the record and the guitar from the record. Right. And every time we played it, it just sounded exactly like the record. You know what I mean? Right. And so, but who cares?
You went full edge.
Full edge. But you know what? Then I started, then a couple times we did those songs and I played the P90 guitar, the P90 Jam Pro. And
it shockingly didn't sound
it didn't really different. Sound that different. So I just went, okay, well. I was saying when he puts so much delay and reverb, it really doesn't matter. Right? The guitar is only half the equation when the effects are so much. But anyway, okay, here's what I really want to do. I really want to build a pedal board. And I was explaining on the last podcast why this Ohmless, this camper... really got my gears turning. But the problem I'm having now is I don't feel well-versed in any, like, delay and reverb platform other than the Kemper. Mm. Like, I like the stuff that's in the Helix, but there's challenges for me there. So here's what I want to do. I want to put this camper at the end of the board, mm-hmm. right? And I want to have this. My goal is I have the Kemper, and I can use it as an all-in-one. Right? I can just play the stage, or I can play this Kemper right here, right? And that's just it. I can do that, right? Or I'd love to have a board that I could just run into the Kemper and enjoy some pedals, you know? And
set up like a some sort of Fender mm-hmm. pedal platform on the Kemper.
Yeah. A Vox thing or a Fender thing. Sure. But my problem has been I wanna, you know. I just didn't like that, you know, maybe you have to redo things. I hate taking apart a pedal board. What I mean? I hate even reaching in and like, well, for the, you know, to get to the delays in the back, I want to do this. So I love this box for that reason. I think it's going to be great for that reason that once I set up the pedal board with the camper, people can watch the YouTube video if they don't know what I'm talking about, but, I'll just be able to plug right in the front of the camper. If I want to go into the effects loop, I just grab two more quarter inches. The camper tells me where to plug it in right on there. I don't have to think about, wait, what's loop send and what's the double return, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is if I want to just plug it into 2 amps, it goes stereo. When I unplug it, it just goes mono. I don't have to change anything. I don't have to sum anything together. Mm-hmm. I could do, and I don't have to reach, like, it doesn't dictate where I put the last pedal, right? Because sometimes on my board, I want, like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have to worry about...
No, the whole point is that you can set up the board mm-hmm. once and then use the same setup without ripping any Velcro off or plugging anything extra in, except for stuff for that goes from the camper to whatever amp you're using.
So I'm into this. This is going to help me set it up. And what I want to do is I have the Kemper, mm-hmm. and I can play it all in one. Mm-hmm. I have this pedal board that I also can play all in one. So I want to have some amp
into
model.
Any amp.
Well, I also might put an Iridium or the HX Stomp on there. I mean, maybe both. I'll have the HX Stomp in there some way, whether it's doing amp, sim, or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I love the idea of having a pedal board that can be all in one also. Mm-hmm. Or I can put that pedal board in front of an amp. Like I can come here, plug in the Deluxe Reverb when I just want to play an amp. I can plug it into a Kemper. I can go to two Kempers. I can go to Kemper and amp. I can even just grab that pedal board and go right into an amp that has an effects loop, all very easily.
Right.
My problem is, I have a couple compressors I like. I like the Cali 76. I like this Petty John one. Does anyone know this Petty John is called?
The Crush. I have one also.
They're amazing.
I love it.
We really got to do a video on it. Did we do a video and I just haven't edited it?
No clue. Okay. You're getting to a bad spot.
So... I have a compressor I love. I might put the King of Tone and the Protein Drive, right?
Solid.
I've been really wanting to check out the new Roland Juno 60 Chorus, or that TC Electronics. They call it the J60 or something.
Yeah.
It looks like the old Juno keyboard that had a chorus effect. I'm supposed to have that similar chorus effect. There's also the Julia. Mm. Walrus Audio, I think they listen to the podcast.
The Julia's good.
Walrus Audio just put out a full line. All their pedals, but with floral.
Oh, I saw
it. It looks awesome. Yeah. It looks awesome. So I gotta get one of those. I gotta get a Julia.
What about the Blues Breaker?
Oof. the original blues. That thing is not very roadworthy.
You have three blues breakers on your board.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I'm thinking the King of Tone, maybe the Protein, maybe I'll throw a Fuzz or the Giggity or something.
Okay, so then what are you going to do for Delay and Reverb?
This is now the problem.
You have to get some Strymon stuff.
Back to that.
Do I get a Big Sky? This is my problem. What's that new one all the kids are playing these days? The GFI?
Oh, yeah, the Specular Tempest.
Specular Tempest.
That's right.
I could go that route, mm-hmm. but I'd need two of them. I like having the HX Stomp in there. Well, why wouldn't I need one for delays and one for verbs?
You could get a delay in that, you know, like you wouldn't have to...
Oh, yeah, right. So, I'm even thinking of, do I just put the M9 back on board? Where's my M9?
I thought you already talked about having the Stomp on there.
Well, the Stomp's going to be on there, but here's the problem for me.
You want to have an HX Stomp and an M9?
And a Helix.
Here's what's great.
Right on this board.
Well, here's the problem. I used to love the delays in here. Okay, okay, but then what am I going to use for...
I remember sitting in this room when we plugged in a Strymon.
I know.
And you played it for 2 seconds and you... And I quote, this sounds a million times better.
Okay, but I maintain that was mostly the verb sounded way better.
Fine.
The delays, I just think they...
A digital delay is a digital delay.
Yeah, and I think the M9 is not the highest sound quality in the world, but I'm not sure that would really bother me because I kind of miss just having just this easy delay setup with the expression pedal. And I totally could do that with the HX Stomp. Here's the problem, though. Once I start giving the HX Stomp too much... In heavy lifting in the way of you got to do my delays, then I lose the option to add amp sim in there, and I lose the ability to do it. So I like the HX Stomp, but I don't know that I can make it my only delay unit
for when you run it as an amp as well.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this: I'm totally unfamiliar with the Strymon Iridium. Strymon?
And I don't love the verbs in the Stomp that much.
Well, you can use the Iridium as
That's
like a direct solution, uh-huh. right? So you can run like a bunch of drive pedals uh-huh. into the Iridium, direct out.
Mm-hmm.
But HW has a big problem with that. And that's because it's useless when you're running it into a Kemper or an amp.
Well, I do wish that they had given us, instead of that stupid room reverb, that they had just said, here's the spring reverb algorithm from the Flint, and it's independently switchable. So that when you're not using it for amps... The Iridium, you at least have a cool spring reverb.
Oh, so your problem with the Iridium is that in one context it'll be off completely and unused, and in another context, it's the only thing.
Yeah, and this is, and I keep saying this in different places, but I really just think they didn't think it through. It's not really geared at. It's I don't think they're selling it as like sell your amp, get an Iridium. It seems to be like here's a great solution for when you want to go direct. Mm-hmm. So then it would seem to me. Well, then why doesn't it do anything when I'm not direct? Like, if it's supposed to be flexible. Like, I think that's the best thing about the HX Stomp. I would confidently tell people, to me, the HX Stomp is the best multi-effects unit ever made. It's got 3 buttons. It can do every sound. Mm-hmm. It's got delays, verbs. Now, whether you think it's the best reverb pedal,
Is it the best of all those sounds?
Yeah. No, debatable. Probably not. Like, right. There's no chorus in there that, to me, sounds like the Julia. Like, that is, to me, sure. sounds... From all the YouTube videos, sounds like a great, you know, pedal. But the HX Stomp is like, put that on your board, you'll find a use for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you don't always need a trem. But when you need a trem, it's enough.
Do you think you're really going to use amp simulation on the HX Stomp for real? You think you're actually going to bring it somewhere and use that?
I want to try to get to the point where I can do that. Mm. Like, I want to do that.
So you're kind of describing my board right now. So it has an HX Stomp in the center of it.
That's true. Yeah.
And it could be an all-in-one with no Kemper mm-hmm. or real amp, which I've done. Or
and I will say, sounds really good.
Sounds awesome.
And what are you using, the Volante?
And then I've got the Volante and the Ventress to cover delay and reverb when I want to use a lot of amp blocks.
Are you happy with the Volante as your only delay pedal?
Totally.
Really?
Yeah. It's... You've heard it. It's awesome.
Why are you laughing?
He's reluctant.
Yeah, because it's like you're almost disappointed.
Yeah.
Well,
something you hate about it?
Well, here's my only problem is I feel like I'm going to get that, and I'm going to go, this is great for all the tape sounds.
Oh, boy.
But what about if I want to, like, you can put an eighth and a quarter, right?
Totally. This is what I hear you saying, that I don't want, I want a really good reverb, and I don't want it to be the HX stomp.
Yeah, because those reverbs are good. I don't think they're great.
But you like the delays in there. I don't think you would be, I think you would be fine using the delays in the HX stomp in both scenarios, into the Kemper and into the HX stomp.
That's true, because there are six blocks, so even if I only have three delay blocks.
And it doesn't have to do reverb in either scenario.
So I have to go out of the stomp into a reverb?
Yeah, or throw it in the loop if you want it, if you want the HX stomp.
So here's what that means, though. If I have amp block, EQ, and IR, then I only have three blocks left, right? And then if I eat one of those up with a loop.
And a delay.
And it's, then I've got two delays left.
And then you have no modulation at all on your board.
But, well, I can always add modulation pedals. I don't mind that.
Oh, the Julia.
Yeah, I can add. But I can expression pedal change those delays.
Yeah, that's true.
To be more or less. Which is something I kind of want to go back to.
Right.
One of the things I loved about the M9 is my whole board used to really be built around this red...
Tungsten.
Yeah, what the heck happened to that thing? Did I let someone borrow it?
It's probably with your gold Gretsch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's at someone's house.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
I have a gold sparkle jet. So I used to love just rolling up the delay, bringing it back in terms of wetness. And I really didn't even go for, I really didn't even have presets. It was just all my delays were on all the time.
Yeah.
And I had one of them mixing down to like almost zero. So it like practically went off. You know, I'd have two on always in series. And then one would go almost completely
off. So that gives you a bunch of options with only one block. If you have two blocks...
Yeah, then I can really do everything.
Yeah, then you can do everything you need to do.
Okay.
And that's only in one scenario. In another scenario, you could pull up a thing where...
That's true.
You don't need an amp sim and an IR.
But then I can't go different amp left and right.
Oh, jeez.
Lots of...
Okay, well, what would I use for reverb then?
Okay, so there's the Ventress.
Yeah, the Ventress was what I was going to say.
There's the Flint, if you wanted a good trim... And a verb.
I wish Kemper made a little box with just their effects. I would buy that.
I feel like the Flint is cool, except you really can't... There's not a whole lot of reverb options.
You get three.
Right.
You have three, but they're kind of like...
You can't change them.
You can't really change them easily. The Ventress...
Favorite switch, I guess.
The Ventress is actually, I think, probably one of the best reverb... stomps out there.
How many presets does it have on it? I know like a MIDI would be a MIDI, but how many?
Oh, eight on there if you don't use MIDI.
But you have to cycle
through.
It's
a little cumbersome to get.
Yeah, I don't like cycling through. That's the one thing I never want to do. I never want to have to hit the same button to cycle through. That's why I got rid of my Boss DD20.
I was just going to say that reminds me.
Because I was just like, this is the stupidest thing. I just... You know, on, MIDI. Off, and then cycle through. Like, that's the two buttons again. And that unit was big enough to have multiple buttons. Why were they building in those stupid big Boss pedals, and then they put two of them?
Because it was Boss.
It's just like,
they fixed it. That was... When did the DD20 come out?
Okay, that's true.
The DD20...
1997.
Yeah, the DD200.
Other people had other foot switches, though. Like, the M9 was out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Jeez, that thing's ugly.
The M9? It is really ugly. It's...
The only thing uglier than an M9 is an M13.
Well, I had one of those too.
Massive.
I had that. That was my
because
only
it's meant
board.
To be your entire board.
That was my only pedal board.
There's the Maris. Mercury. A lot of people are digging that.
Yeah, the Mercury Maris.
And that's, you know, one sound or two sounds, whatever it does.
Isn't there something by Chase Bliss that's probably pretty good?
Dark World.
See, there's so many. I'm getting lost. It's like such a crowded space now, and I feel like getting a Big Sky is just like a cop out at this point.
I would not get a Big Sky. I would rule out a Big Sky. We've all had them. And it was really funny actually. So when I sold everything and bought the Kemper, and I asked you, Nate, like, you know, I'm really nervous about this, and you're like, no, man. Like, I don't miss my Strymon stuff at all after, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm not like compromising with the
chemicals.
What we have within the chemicals.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but, and I feel the same way about the Ventress too. I feel like getting a Ventress instead of a Big Sky is like, you're almost upgrading. You got,
yeah.
It's, it, you can do some really cool stuff with the Ventress that is.
And you have two reverbs.
That's what I'm saying.
If you ever wanted to do a spring into a hall or something, then it's all there, you know.
Mm-hmm. How much are those?
$399?
The other thing too is like, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. How many different reverb setups are you going to have?
So here's the one thing I
like, kinda, how, like, you know, okay, it has 8 presets that are a little bit cumbersome to get to. On a typical set, how many different reverb sounds are you going to be employing?
So now that I've used the Kemper for so long as like its own thing, I really, one thing I really enjoy is I have my two main sounds in the Kemper are very similar amp sounds, very similar like dirt level, but it's just, here's my go-to sound, and then I hit that, and the delays and verb move up, but the delays move up more, so it's more delay-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another one that's like the same sound, but just more washed out. And then I hit that again and morph up to even more washed out, like almost ambient, like right on kind of the border of like, you know, you can play it, and you would be like, that's fairly ambient sounding, but it's not the hugest, you know, pad type thing, right? I like, in my head now, wetness is just the effect. Like delay and verb just move around together. And I know they have a relationship. I enjoy that a lot on the pedal board of my Kemper. I don't have to think about, because here's my problem then, is like, this is always what I disliked about the Timeline and the Big Sky, was like, if I want, I had to hit them separately, or I had to get a MIDI switcher.
Right.
Right. And then I really wanted like three. I mean, with the Timeline, I always wished I could just get, I could turn both of those on independently. You know, that was really what I wished I could do. I could
both do. Setup?
The A and
both,
the B
oh,
preset. I
right.
always just wish they were two separate ones. Like,
yeah.
I could have
sure.
a, you know, a dotted eighth and a
everyone
quarter.
Wished that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you can do that. Can you do that on the Volante?
No, the Volante is either on or off.
You just go from one sound to the next and you can set them up differently, you know?
So you have A and B preset, right?
There's a favorite switch on there.
On it.
It's yeah. on or off and then favorite or not.
I just
favorite
want,
or actual
I really just want two delays that I can independently turn on and off. And I want the reverb to move with it.
You know what does that great?
A MIDI switcher.
Or a Kemper.
Or a Kemper.
A stage.
It's like...
That's what I found myself doing, is just recreating the stage with my pedal board.
But I want...
Except you have to tap all the buttons individually.
No, I have a MIDI switcher.
Oh, the MIDI switcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now you also have to... Actually, here's the thing. If you get an MS3, then you can use all those effects, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're creating my pedal board. You talked about
it. I'm going to get a Ventress and a S3 and a Volante.
And you should actually just borrow his pedal board for a while.
I
see how it is.
I finished this.
It just validates I made good decisions.
It's
thank
true.
HW.
Well, I...
The other thing, too, is, you know, it's just something to think about would be to free yourself from having to function like you always function. And just get, you know, like, what if you got, like, a Dispatch Master that does delay and reverb, and then another
yeah, see, I feel
single
like,
delay, just playing them.
I feel
know?
Like the freedom of the small, like, the ultra-compact
single
board
use, yeah.
is that everything is just either on or off. And
yeah.
you can turn, you know, you're not trying to recreate all of the options that the Kemper has available.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is going to end up being a really large, really heavy, really cumbersome board, which is why... You got into the Kemper in the first place. To get rid of
put
all
on
that.
A different hat when you go to the pedal
right.
board, and like I don't need it to function like this other hat does. Like
right, and I feel like that
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
that would be more fun. And I'm like really kind of a simpler player than you guys. Also, like I don't love tons and tons of effects. I basically have two sounds,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so like put on that hat. When you bring out your small board, and it's like, no, this doesn't do everything under the sun,
right.
but it does these.
Well,
but it sounds really good. It
yeah.
it does this sound really good.
I'm okay with it not being a small board. I don't mind building a big board.
Here we go.
Oh jeez.
Like I don't mind having an M9, a Volante, and an HX Stomp.
Oh jeez.
The M9 is so redundant.
Can I not be around when you have to...
Yeah, wiring this thing is...
And then at some point it's like, you know what? Why don't I just go so big where I just... I'm like, hey, the Iridium lives on here. So does the HX Stomp.
You know what you should also get is a 4x12 cabinet and a head.
Put it on the
board. And just and then a flight case for your pedal board that has some wheels on it.
I have solutions for being ultra light, right? I can throw into the Helix backpack or soon the Kemper backpack my Kemper
stage.
The stage and one expression pedal. And I'm good. That, a guitar. Prediction,
you're never going to bring this pedal board out of the room. So just make it as big and awesome as possible. Play it for fun.
Okay. I mean, that's one way to. Because
you're always going to take the stage with you every time you play somewhere.
I know.
I can't imagine you being like, oh, I'll just take this board with the HX Stomp to be an amp.
This reminds me, actually, of how this whole endeavor started.
Take us back, John. So there we go.
I mean, literally, we're talking three years ago.
How did it start?
The three of us were in this room, which has since been turned into a filming studio.
That's phone junkie layer.
Okay, this is why I can't.
And it used to just be a bunch of boxes of pedals and a bunch of boxes of cords, and we just strung them all in together and plugged in the amps that you had. And
right, no,
like if we want to get back to doing that kind of stuff, that was really fun. It was like, oh man, look, I was actually just looking at this room before we turned on the recording here, and I was going to ask you, like, have you sold a bunch of pedals? Because I feel like you used to have so many.
Yeah, so I think I did, because when I tried to just go put together a pedal board, see, here's what I didn't put in that video, in that camper video. I was going to actually demo it on a pedal board. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I don't really have like a reverb pedal or a delay. And then I have no chorus pedals.
It's like somehow you must have sold all these
things. I sold
some,
and then I guess I sold some, and then I just like kept some things. Yeah, I used to have like a CE2, and I had a Mobius. I think when I got the Mobius, I sold the CE2, and I think I might have sold. I had a phaser also.
Oh yeah, you
the
had
only
the, when
the
you
only
when
phaser,
you got when you got the Strifecta, everything else.
I sold stuff. See that phaser right there, that Phase 100. Oh, that was my grandfather's, and I went to go plug it in for the first time, and I realized it only takes batteries. It
there's
doesn't
no power jack.
No, there's no power jack on those
that's
old
amazing.
Ones.
You gotta get one of those connectors that's like a 9-volt battery connector.
That comes with every like blue.
Yeah. That's how my Big Muff was. Hey, you have this Anna Echo by Moore.
It doesn't work.
I borrowed it.
I loaned it to Susan and it broke.
I don't know what happened, you guys.
What else do we have here?
I got the legendary drive.
You've got a Tube Screamer Mini. A mini black box.
Look at the black box.
Ooh, the Super Overdrive.
Yeah, those are all good.
Ooh, you should put the 1981 on your board.
Okay, new
that
idea.
Thing, that thing sounds
new weird. Idea, John.
Okay.
You're putting everything on a board.
No, just put awesome stuff on here. Like put the Memory Man on a pedal board. Just go back to like good like analog stuff. That you talked about it. Get a great fuzz. King of Tone, no, nothing like super digital and switchy. Like go like back to
go all analog.
Yeah, and like because you'll love that into a Kemper, you'll love that into a.
Oh, let me use for delay and verb. My, I'll have to use the old school DM2, and
yes.
Where is your Memory Man?
It's right here.
Oh. Yeah, and your DM2 right there.
There it is.
Right yeah, here. Let's just put these down really quick.
All analog.
Yeah, dude, that's it, man. Because you've gone fully digital, right? With the all-in-one.
You're going to need a bigger board.
And then use the, what's it called? The Strymon.
Oh, there you go. You just happen to have one.
I have a bigger board.
Yeah.
So you're saying put all this stuff.
Oh, see, this excites me right here.
But what do I use for reverb?
Get a real tank.
The Holier Grail? I think that's digital, technically.
I mean,
don't know what's in there.
They do make analog or reverb pedals.
I mean, I should carry around a big tank.
You should get that Carl Martin tank.
I should get one of those old Fender 63. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
So
it's just
that,
the spring.
Just that crush on there and that The King of Tone. Oh, yeah.
But these aren't all stereo. Remember, Analog Pedals didn't know it. I mean, now I'm not.
Neither was Jimi Hendrix. He did fine.
He did fine. He did all right. That's
You're
true.
So right.
This thing is terrible. We're sitting
We've
here.
We've been trying to update this. What is it? The rig manager.
Rig manager.
Yeah. This whole time you've been clicking around trying to update
for 36 minutes.
Here we go.
Is it gonna happen?
Well, I've got this.
Public beta Rig Manager 3. That's what you want. Download.
We're gonna do it.
It's happening in real time.
So, you think I should go all analog?
And then go with the Iridium. Just that as a, like, if you, because if that's important to do an all-in-one pedal board, I wouldn't do the stomp. Because then you're going to want to use the delays, you're going to want to use its chorus, like, you know what I mean? I put a Julie on that board. Or one of these other big, like,
should I put that big modifier? What about that graphic EQ? Really dialing my tone.
What you need.
How's that worm sound?
I don't know that I've ever plugged it in. Remember we were going to make an all-electro harmonics
board? Only
yeah.
huge pedals.
Yeah. Oh, we should do that too.
Yeah.
The Pulsar would
That's
be good.
That's a great idea.
The
you
huge
need, like,
pedals board.
You need like 4 Strymon power supplies.
And I'll just put like stuff like this big Revival drive, and I need to get a big 76.
Yeah, like the
a big Cali 76.
Yeah. And a
big
claw,
ones.
A real claw.
Oh, that's so stupid. Why I only play giant pedals?
That was a JHS video they did, like, giant pedals sound the best, you know?
Right,
did
they?
He's like, the funny thing about this is, like, all of these pedals need, like, the super small enclosure, you
right,
know? Like,
right.
There's just air inside, you know? I love that.
The OCD, that was one of your favorites for a
long time. Yeah, that was my favorite for a long time.
Yeah,
do you need a volume
time.
Pedal? You're going to have to use a volume pedal?
I mean, with it's the HX Stomp can usually do something like that.
I thought we're not using the HX Stomp.
If we're not using the Stomp, then yeah, I need a volume pedal again.
It's getting
this
good.
Is going back.
See?
Yes.
Which is awesome.
I don't feel like we need to go back. We were already there.
But you were talking about everything changes with one click, and it's all slick and, like, digital. It's like, that's the Kemper.
Is it just me, or did the Kemper website just stop showing me the downloads after I said I wanted to download it?
No, you didn't download it?
Yeah, I think you had to sign in, and you did, and maybe now you're back. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this site keeps going down.
Error 503.
Not good.
This is not.
John, you're a programmer. What's happening?
The 503 means that you tried to get.
Oh, there we go.
The 503 means you tried to get something and it didn't respond in time, and so it's not available.
You think they're just getting a lot of traffic?
That's probably what it is.
So, man, I feel like there's now just so many more questions than answers.
Well, that's usually. Here's what I would do. Here's what I think maybe one place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Forget, I know that this was the whole point, your inspiration for doing this was this whole camper thing, but like, forget the camper for a second.
Okay.
And just get a really awesome chorus pedal, a really awesome drive pedal,
mm-hmm.
a really awesome delay pedal, a really awesome reverb pedal, and then just put it into an amp. And like, see what happens. Because you might like it, to just be simple, you know what I mean?
A really awesome chorus.
Just like, yeah, like one effect, or like a phaser, a mm-hmm. chorus, 2 drives, a delay and a reverb, done.
Every style of pedal, get the best one.
Yeah, just get the best one.
Well, then it's just the gear page, right? Then it's like gear talk, praise and worship. Right, it's like, is anyone real? It's not
but
even...
it's fun.
There's only one path to go down, John.
What is that path?
That's the path.
Well,
all roads. When you're sitting there with a pedal board. With
but
two
best
on
is
it.
Like this. Like, what's the best? The Volante or the Deluxe Memory Man?
The
like
Deluxe
a real
Memory
one.
Man.
The Deluxe Memory Man.
It's the best.
Should I get the one that they built right after this, or the Tap Tempo? not the current production. They made about 500 or so with these chips before they ran out, and they have slightly different graphic
but
on the front.
But they're smaller.
The 1100.
Are they smaller?
The first run of 1100.
The first run of 1100s. Yeah. They're a little bit smaller than this box, and they have 3 presets, but it's all analog, but digital switching.
Right.
And then they have a tap tempo, and then they really ran out of the chips. That's why they stopped making this, because they wanted to change it before they ran out of the chips. Then they ran out of the chips, switched the chips out for these Chinese chips, and then that's the ones that they've kept making today. Mm-hmm. So this is current production, but the first run had. They go for a lot of money. They're like $1,200. it's like, for a pedal made like 4 years ago. Mm. And it was like mass produced. Like, it's not hand built, you know what I mean? Mm. It's just like these.
Well, look, get a Volante and switch them out. If you don't like it, switch it out.
He hates ripping pedals off of the Velcro. There's always a reason not to do something in this conversation.
Here's what we should do. We should just use the Kemper and not forget and not do any of this.
Pedals are fun. That's why I don't sell mine.
No, they're super fun. Mm-hmm. The problem is that if you don't have... Oh, here's what you need to do. You need to just set up... What's the place that we go to in Nashville?
Carter's.
No, that has like the drawers of pedals.
Vintage
Chick-fil-A?
Vintage King.
Okay. I wish. That would be amazing.
Vintage King is like... You know, to demo the pedals, it's like they've got a cabinet with mm-hmm. drawers mm-hmm. full of pedals. And then they've got like the top of the cabinet all set up. Power supplies, switching, and then they've got an amp set up right there. They're using a Kemper, I believe, last time I was there. And then headphones. But like if you just had that set up in here somewhere.
So you think I just need drawers of pedals?
I think you need to have... I think what you want is a situation where you can quickly, like... experience these pedals without having to like rip up a bunch of Velcro and make a board and it's always on the floor and you're sitting on your knees. That's a pain.
This is an interesting thought, because if it doesn't leave this room, why make a portable solution?
Right. The whole point of a board with Velcro on it is that you can pick it up and take it somewhere and it stays.
So what you guys are suggesting now is that I don't build a pedal board at all. I build instead some sort of a pedal closet.
Yes.
Like a pedal storage system.
There you go.
Like a display you would have in a store.
But that's the specific intention of it, is to have every pedal you have available mm-hmm. and quickly arranged to where you can plug it all in and then go out to one of the 59 amps that you have in this room. Or 2 of the 59 amps you have in this room.
Right. Or the Kemper.
You know? Or just, you know. Because...
No longer listening.
No, I'm listening. The new editor just popped
up. It's popping up.
Ooh, and it's dark.
Look at it. Oh, dark mode.
I can't wait to go down.
Dark mode. So that's what's new.
Everything.
From now on, you can build your rigs with an intuitive and powerful graphic user interface.
Wow. We'll be the judges of...
You can utilize the vast screen estate of your computer monitor. Complex effects stretching out over various pages from your profiler
can now be edited
coherently. The entire effects chain can be assembled with ease using drag and drop.
Ooh.
Morph. The morph ranges are visually represented. That's smart. Impulse responses can be imported and converted by a simple drag and drop.
So simple.
No more cab maker. That's big news. We didn't know that. They used to have a standalone cab maker. Now we just throw it in there. We got a cab. No more even selling cab packs. You just sell the impulse responses. They can throw them right in here.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Remember, this is a beta version. Beta means it's likely that some things will not work as expected, and eventually features will be changed or be removed.
Mm.
With best regards... Kemper team.
Wow.
Now my only problem is my Kemper
needs to be updated.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it can't.
Didn't you just update it?
Oh.
Yeah, but it can't speak to my Kemper.
Oh no.
I know.
Why is
the Achilles heel?
Why are Kempers?
Here we go. The profile needs to update. Rig manager will search online. This might take a couple of minutes to arrive. Oh, maybe it was still doing that. All right, back to the pedal board. I like the idea of using my Deluxe Memory Man again. Like, on a board.
I'm glad you do.
Hold on. We need to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to make a decision. Are you ever going to take whatever you build out of this room and play it on stage?
Great question.
I would like to try that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, then I think you should try to build a board that is simple, that doesn't do everything,
mm-hmm.
that gets you this ability to, and yeah, you use the camper, mm-hmm. and now you can just plug it in 50 different ways. If you want to use stereo, you can. If you don't have to. And then I think you should get, yeah, just start with a Ventris and a Volante, and then see if you need something else. That's the fun about pedal.
Yeah, call interrupts.
That sucks.
It really does. Well,
it's bad design.
This isn't really made to record podcasts. It's just a phone.
But if you were recording any memo at any time, it would stop that.
I believe I will take it out. I want to try it at church, for sure.
And if you take it out, is it important that it is the amplifier? Like, you're not going to bring your Kemper and this pedal board.
Is it important that the... I would maybe bring the pedal board and the amp. But I would, at that point, whatever pedal board I had, I would just make large enough that I could easily throw an Iridium on there. Or the HX Stomp. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it on. Because why not?
Sure.
You know, why not just have it on there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Mr. Digital, you know?
Makes sense.
So like, why not just throw it on? Put some Tone Junkie IRs on that Iridium, and there you go.
I do like the idea of the HX Stomp and Iridium on the same board.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you get into the situation before where you're like, I want to use an amp, but I don't want to lose all my slots for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it. Just leave the... I think the HX Stomp would be awesome if it didn't have amps in it. If it was just a shrunken down HX FX.
Agreed. I
think it would still be awesome.
Agreed.
You know?
So, we've solved it.
Yeah, I think it's your favorite drives,
uh-huh.
the HX Stomp and Iridium, and then the Volante and Ventris. Because then this is what I've been doing with the Ventris and the HX Stomp on there.
Uh-huh.
Leave the Ventris on the whole time, and then when you want to get bigger, that wetness you talked about, just add something on the Stomp. So now you've got two verbs on.
It's a good idea.
And then when you want to go back down to like light verb, just turn off the stomp.
Right.
So you're stacking instead of having to always be switching mm-hmm. sounds. And do the same thing with a delay. Just say, I want this to be more wet. Just turn on the button on the stomp and it added delay to the Volante. It added reverb to the Ventris. It's just all in there. And get a Julia.
And get a Julia.
That's your board.
I think that's the board.
We had to say all of that to get there, I think.
I think so.
We had to go down the rabbit.
So wait, run me through again. Signal chain will be Kali or Crush.
Crush, uh-huh.
KOT protein drive.
Yes.
I might throw a little Klon in there.
Maybe a fuzz.
Something like a fuzz. We'll have like some, you know, a little spot that
goes in. 1981. Such a good one.
Julia. Then you might as well go into the stomp. The HX stomp.
Stomp.
And then into the... Volante. Ventris.
Iridium. You think the Ventris is the best choice?
If you're going to do the stacking thing...
What are you thinking of the specular Tempest? Better than what?
Sounds awesome.
Would you take it over the Ventris?
Yeah, if I didn't need all of the bells and whistles, I just needed like a good mm-hmm. sound, that I would... It's like a flip a coin.
Right.
They both sound great in stereo, which is important to me.
Mm.
We could pedal board planner this thing as well. You know, hop on that site.
Oh!
Just make it look good and then build it in real life.
Yeah.
There you go. I forgot about
that. Tone Junkie Project.
Okay. That could work.
You would put
the camper in too, right?
Yeah, it's all built.
Yeah.
I would put the camper underneath the pedal board.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Here's what you should also do.
Mm-hmm.
We should solicit anyone listening right now.
Mm-hmm. No one's listening.
Everyone's gone now.
We're way too far into this for anyone.
If we were at Taco Bell, they'd be listening.
Mm-hmm. But anyone still managing to listen should send you their
ideas. Submissions.
Mm.
Yes.
It's called Build Me a Pedalboard Challenge.
Right. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the rules are two drives plus a what?
Two a lot drives. Of pedals.
No, two drives, a delay.
Delay, reverb, and an amp in a box.
And an amp in a box.
And then two modulations.
And two modulations. There you go. Send us your submissions.
All right.
The winner gets...
Send in submissions. The winner gets to sign my board.
Wow.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Saying something.
The winner can have some free profiles or something.
Now people are listening.
Now people are listening. No one's listening anymore. Well, I've been HW.
I've been John too.
I've been the Seuss.
And we're going to go make the Kemper work. HW out.